How does Valentine's Day make you feel? It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Ooh. You know, Valentine's Day brings up a lot of different emotions depending on where you're at romantically in life. For happy couples, you might be scared that your Valentine's gift might disappoint your significant other. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For unhappy couples, you already know that you're going to disappoint your significant other. And for singles, you secretly hope that everybody is disappointed and that Congress cancels the holiday and orders all the candy hearts on Earth to get thrown into a giant volcano, and then they live stream it on Facebook for you to watch.
But tasty lava.
But no matter what the status of your love life is right now, one thing we can all agree on is that we all feel better about ourselves whenever we hear a story about somebody else having an awkward dating experience. For sure. It feels good knowing that somebody is struggling romantically more than you are.
Yeah.
It's really refreshing. And that's exactly why one woman from England is making international news today. In fact, her dating story is so embarrassing that she decided to keep her name anonymous. But for the purpose of this segment, we'll just call her Cleo.
Okay.
So, a little while back, Cleo was at her friend's 30th birthday when she ended up meeting an extremely good-looking guy.
Okay.
It wasn't me, so I know people are already thinking that.
No, as soon as I mentioned that. But not one person.
This is over in England. Try to pay attention, okay?
Yeah.
Anyway, after enjoying a few drinks and flirting for several hours, Cleo ended up taking this handsome stranger back to an apartment for what she describes as an amazing night together.
Get it, Cleo.
Ooh,
in fact, Cleo says the encounter was, quote, probably the best, how do I say this in a radio-friendly way?
I think we
the best romping. That's probably the cleanest way to say it. The best romping she ever had. And if you've ever had a good romping, you know what I'm talking about. It's romp-tastic.
We're really making this Cleo lady in England sound sexy.
Yeah.
You know?
So she got
romp
romped.
Away, Cleo.
She got romped pretty good. But they didn't exchange phone numbers. And the guy said that they had a complicated relationship. He had a complicated relationship with that on-again, off-again girlfriend.
Which means he has a girlfriend.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, let's be honest.
They both knew it wasn't going to go any further than that, so they went their separate ways.
All right, nice.
And if you fast forward to a year later, Cleo says that she was swiping on Tinder, and whose face did she see? Mr. Romp himself.
Uh-oh, Romp-alation.
All right, yeah. So he must be single. Get it, Cleo.
And the two of them matched and then arranged to meet up for coffee.
Sweet.
But after the day arrived and they met at the coffee shop, Cleo quickly realized something wasn't right because the guy was very energetic and extroverted, whereas the man she remembered from before was a much more shy and timid dude.
Ah,
but
right.
Cleo
Change.
Says that when she asked him about his family, she found out some very interesting news that he had a twin brother. And when everything made sense. She realized that the guy she hooked up with was the twin brother.
Not Mr. Coffee.
Not the coffee dude.
Oh,
the guy that
God.
She saw on Tinder. It was actually his twin brother.
I was thinking, like, well, that's interesting. Like, you meet for coffee after a romp, a night of romping.
I know. It'd be like, hey, just want a Netflix and chill again or what?
Well, she didn't say anything because she didn't even know if they'd end up having more than just that coffee date. She just went out with the twin brother and was like, okay, that was weird.
Yeah,
right.
I'm not going to say anything about it.
Right. And what are the chances that you sleep with his brother and then a year later you get matched with the twin?
Right.
The boring twin on Tinder.
Well, the guy on Tinder sounds more non-boring,
energetic,
actually. He sounds energetic and outgoing. The other guy sounds like the boring dude. Anyway, it turns out they did have another date, though, and then another date, and then another date. And little did she realize that this man would eventually become her future fiancé.
What?
Even though she had slept with his twin brother.
Did she tell him? Like, hey, after the fifth date, a small thing.
I mean, if you're identical twins, it's got to happen every once in a while, right?
But you can't act dumb after a year, Brooke.
Yeah, at a certain point, if you're going to get married to the guy, you're going to meet the brother.
I thought we were role-playing the last 3 years.
Yeah,
Hold on.
I would take that one to the grave. I'm just saying,
really?
Like, I don't think you should lie in relationships.
Is it that bad?
But I also think if you really want to marry someone, you probably shouldn't tell them that a year ago you slept with their brother.
Cleo says, quote, we were still dating 3 months later and had totally fallen for each other. And that's when he said he wanted me to go meet his family.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Oh.
And apparently that experience was just as awkward as secretly knowing that you slept with his brother, because the twin brother was still with his on again, off again.
Oh, what a mess. He's a mess.
Yeah. Dang. Girlfriend. So she said she locked eyes with him at the dinner table and they both kept their secret. kept it quiet. They kept it quiet. In fact, they had a secret conversation that night. Cleo said, quote, "You won't ever tell him what happened between us, will you?" And he said, "God, no. No way."
Oh, hey.
No. Admit that I slept with you? Absolutely not.
Messed up.
To this day, I guess they haven't told Cleo's fiance what happened between her and his twin, but they're hoping somewhere down the line, maybe in 5 or 10 years, they'll finally break the news to him.
I think you're too far gone.
Yeah, I think so too. You just don't.
You cause more damage.
In like, 5 or 10 years?
Yeah,
like, then it's like, why didn't you tell me earlier? You waited until we're married for like 5 years,
exactly.
Have kids and everything else, and now you tell me that I have to divorce you? That's ridiculous.
We just got a text in that says, "I'm an identical twin, and my ex left me for my twin."
Oh, see, this is a common
weird
thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it's like option number two.
He's a little bit nicer, you know?
Text in 78592. What's the most awkward date that's ever happened to you? Your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.